Better and Longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
19. I'm Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome to the Fitness Show. So today, I've got a rant for you, one of the Fitz rants where I go on and on and on, but hopefully it'll be good stuff that you can actually take with you, do something positive with, make change, and come out better for it, because my rants are always very productive, correct? Yes, my dog is looking at me saying, absolutely. So before I get into that, I want to let you know that if you like to walk, if you like to run, if you like to crawl or slither across a path, then I would love to have you join me for some events. February 18th, I will be on the deck of the USS Iowa, the battleship in San Pedro, California. And that's the port of Los Angeles. I will be announcing the Kettlebells and Alarm Bells 911 Throwdown. It's a functional fitness competition. It is amazing. And it's something that, yes, CrossFit pros take part in, but then average Joes who just like to exercise can come take part in too. You work out with two-man teams. The competition is geared towards first responders, active military, and veterans, which, by the way, are my favorite people on the entire planet. And then civilians, too. So it's a fun competition. Please check that out. Visit me on Facebook. You'll be able to find it. But it's Kettlebells and Alarm Bells 911 Throwdown on the USS Iowa. That is February 18th, and it's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. And then all in March, I'm in California. You don't have to be a Californian to come do these things. You can be a Wisconsinite, maybe? I don't know what they call it, or a New Yorker. That's an easier term. But join me. Go travel. Have a racecation. I will be announcing the San Diego Half Marathon on March 12th. And then on March 18th, the LA Big 5K. March 19th, the Skechers Performance Los Angeles Marathon, which is massive and so much fun. And then March 26th, the Encinitas Half Marathon, which is an inaugural event. Should be a blast. So whether you like to go short distances, a 5K, or a really long marathon, I will be there yelling at and for you. So join me. You can check my event calendar of the work I'll be doing, the events I'm hosting, at the notes section of my fitness page on Facebook. So I would love to have you join me. And not only will I yell at and for you, but I give out free hugs at all of these events. It's very, very exciting. So moving on, I want to talk to you about perspective. That's the first thing. I see a lot of really grouchy people, and in a very high political climate lately, I see people being even more cranky. They're cranky about politics. They're cranky about schools. They're cranky about work. They're cranky about other cranky people. There's all sorts of crankiness. And I've had it because I'm a happy girl and I prefer the happy people. And so I have some golden nuggets of advice to share that may make you happier or help you choose happiness. And isn't that really what it's all about, is choosing happiness? Some people are born with it. I think I'm one of those. I have a naturally sunny disposition, and yay for me. But I also have to work on it. And the first thing that really helps me is having perspective. So I remember, might have been 10 years ago. It's been a while, but I was in my grocery store, Publix, which is the best grocery store on the planet. But I was waiting in line, and I probably was behind a person who was 182 years old in the 10 items or less checkout lane, and she probably had about 49,000 things. And so I was in this line, and I was deeply annoyed. I was rolling my eyes, not at the person, but internally I was rolling my eyes and tapping my foot and shaking my head and doing the things you do when you're annoyed and really wishing things were different at the moment. And I was pouting internally, not being mean to the old person because I desperately love old people, but internally I was being super grouchy. And then I looked at the line next to me. And there was a beautiful little girl in a snow white dress. She might have been maybe 4 years old, and she was bald. And I imagine this little thing, sweet little thing, was going through chemotherapy. She looked like she was a little bit sick too. And then I just realized that, you know what? My line was not such a big deal. In fact, there was nothing in my life that was worth getting grouchy over compared to this beautiful little girl in her snow white dress and all she must be going through on a regular basis. And then I looked at her parents and realized what they must be going through. And I decided I had absolutely nothing in the world to complain about. There was no problem in my life that was worth any ounce of attention or negative attention because I was so grateful that I did not have a child with cancer. And so that is now, or has been, my standard for what is worth getting upset over. And so I'm fiercely defensive of my family and friends, and on occasion I'll get a little riled up in their defense. That lioness, that mother lioness thing, I have that strong, that urge, that instinct is very strong with me. But I don't let little things or even moderate things bug me. And so if you're someone who feels cranky because the mailman didn't show up on time or your phone's not working properly or your pants popped a button, get over it. Get over it real quickly. You know, I see a lot of people being really nasty and miserable, and compare it to a child with cancer. That's your new gauge. I'm sharing my gauge of what's worth getting upset over with you. And so compare whatever situation that's got you down, compare it to having a child or being a child with cancer. And if your situation doesn't seem as dire as that, get over it. Put it aside. Find a way to get through it with a smile on your face. Go exercise. Go take a bath. Read a book. Play a loud song. Curse. I like cursing. When I get angry, I curse. Sometimes it's internally, and sometimes I just let her rip. Hopefully not around too many people. Sometimes I'm alone cursing at inanimate objects, but I need you to have perspective. On occasion, I'll see someone, they'll finish a marathon, for crying out loud, which is an epic accomplishment, and they've had a great day, and of course, their announcer, if it was Fitz Kohler, treated them like gold, and they had music, and they had a beautiful medal, and then they come out of the parking lot, and they have to wait 15 minutes because the parking lot emptying is slowly, and then they spend 22 minutes online ranting about how awful everything was because they got stuck in the parking lot, and how dare this race organization screw that up so badly. And I think, really, you just had an epic day. Why don't we focus on the positive, my friend? And so that's what I'm giving to you. I think the world would be a lot better place if people just decided not to be miserable. And that goes into my next point, is be the person you want to be around. You know, if perspective doesn't work for you, don't be the burden of your friends and your family. You know, it's who do we like to be around? Who do you like to be around? Do you like to be around miserable people who are always complaining and griping and have no control? Maybe the victim. Yeah, everyone wants a victim friend, a victim mentality who, woe is me, I can't get ahead because I'm a girl, or I'm this, or I'm overweight and I'm a victim. No. I don't think anybody wants to be around that person. Be the person you want to be around. Smile often. Talk about positive things. One of the things I was raised with is my mother never allowed me to use the word hate. And I've passed that along to my children as well because I think it's genius. But I think it sounds really tacky and juvenile when people constantly, quote unquote, hate things. Oh, I hate that store. I hate Trader Joe's. I hate going to Target. I hate the Patriots. I hate them. Really? You're going to invest? Hate is different than dislike. You know, sometimes we think things are unappealing or unattractive or we just don't want any part. But hate requires a lot of energy. You have to put a lot of energy towards hating things. And it really boils up inside you. Hating is a loathing. I'm miserable. Think about the Grinch, the one who stole Christmas. You know that one? And how he really just is miserable based on the happiness of the Whos. He can't stand them. He plots against them. And so hate is a really strong emotion. I think people sound really lame. I'm going to be nice and say lame. The people, I hate the store. I hate that song. I hate those shoes. Really? That's pretty epic. Epically miserable. And so I hate children's cancer. I hate a variety of cancers. I hated Osama bin Laden. Those are things worth hatred, I think. But shoes and stores and songs and neighbors, it's not worth your hate. It's not worth that type of energy. And that's probably a not only a word, a term, but a feeling you should just cut the hell out of your life, man. Have not only perspective, but get a grip. You know, have some nice emotions. Give people a chance. Give things a chance. Not everything is so black or white. Either you hate it or you love it. Sometimes things are okay. And you know what? If you really don't have that strong of opinion because you haven't been stewing over the fact that you really hate those leggings, then maybe shut your mouth and say nothing. Remember that if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. But be the person you want to be around. I think it's really funny. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but oh, I am tortured by the people on Facebook who leave those ambiguous messages. Pray for me. Oh, I can't take it anymore. Why another day like this? Oh, just stop. Stop. You're obviously you're soliciting attention. Do you want to solicit attention because you're a victim? Or do you want to solicit attention because you're a rock star and you've done something great and you've accomplished something or you spent a nice afternoon with people or you like something? But people don't like mopers and groaners and complainers and gripers. So lighten up. Force the smile. Maybe you go in the mirror every morning and maybe you're naturally kind of low-key, grouchy person. Practice the smile. Smile. That's so easy to do, but maybe you have to practice a smile. I, you know, as happy as I always am, when I have resting face, I think I have resting bitch face. This is why. Because many, many years ago when I was in college and I would troll the bars, you know, you go do the cool thing and you walk through the bars, people would walk by and say, lighten up or something like that. So if I'm not smiling, I think I have that resting bitch face and I never, ever feel grouchy. But I have to not look relaxed, I suppose, because then I give off a bad vibe. But, you know, practice. You roll your shoulders back, you stand up straight, you put a smile on your face, and people will be drawn to you. In fact, I think I get most of the business that I've earned in my career because I'm nice to people, and I smile at them, and I make them feel good about themselves. And that really goes a long way. So not only within your social circus, yeah, mine's a circus, your social circle, does being an upbeat person help? But it will certainly help in your career because, again, you show up at work today and you're griping, or every day and you're griping about the traffic and you're griping about getting the kids off to school and nothing went your way. Man, your coworkers are going to slam on the brakes, make a U-turn to get away from you. And you know who else is doing that? Your boss. And you know who else is doing that? Your customers. People want to be by happy people. So do something to be positive and update your attitude. I mean, it would go a long way if everybody that we're dealing with, you know, if you live in America, I think our country needs some perspective, and I think we need some people to smile and just be nice and lay off each other. And there goes another thought, is there's all these marches. Constant marches, and we're going to call them protests. And so, yes, we have the right to protest and free speech, and that's all good and fine and great. However, there's the productive march, and then there's the miserable march. And I remember many years ago, there was a 1 million man march in Washington, which I believe, if my recollection serves me properly, is that it was a bunch of black dudes who came together who said, hey, let's be better than we are. Let's bond together. Let's work harder. Let's come together in support of each other. Let's work harder to be great dads and raise great sons. And it was a positive day out in the sunshine in Washington. And then now, and politics aside, people are out there marching or protesting, and they're just kind of being jerks. They have vulgar signs that are disgusting, things that I would be mortified if I drove by in my car and I saw someone holding a sign on a stick and my children saw it. It's disgusting, vulgar words, disgusting, vulgar pictures. I'm not sure who they're trying to convince with this vulgar stuff, but it's not okay. And it seems mean and it seems nasty. And these celebrities, ugh, I'm so grossed out and so embarrassed because they're just nasty. And not one of them has a positive, upbeat message. They're not actually trying to accomplish anything other than promoting hate. And so this is what I would like to ask for you is, and maybe if you believe the same thing that the celebrities believe, that's fine. Everybody gets to choose. But let's find a way to be productive with all of this. And so if you believe strongly in supporting women, for example, go be a Girl Scout troop leader or go coach a girls' rugby team or go volunteer to help young girls that are out on the street. I mean, there's a way to really promote women and young women and even old women. Maybe you go volunteer at a senior center, but to just stand on the side of the road being a monster, yelling vile, disgusting things, I don't know how that's benefiting anyone. And if you feel the same thing about race or about puppies or whatever it is, find a way to contribute. You know, if you're so passionate about a cause, go benefit that cause. You really, that's the way to accomplish things. And so I have, forget what I have. People of all religions, right? Their most religions are in favor of peace and doing good things and following their version of God's message, which is giving to other human beings and being a nice person. So when you go to church, temple, synagogue, whatever it is, when you go there, that 1 hour is kind of for you. That's for you to reflect and think about being a good person or your family and listen to message, and that's all really good. But in order to be a good Christian person, Muslim person, Jewish person, Buddhist, whatever, you got to walk out of those walls and you got to go give. You got to go do something nice. You got to go sweep the street or teach someone to read or build a house or, you know, whatever, take care of the puppies. And so let's take all of this energy we have for energy and passion and be productive with it. Because again, people are being cranky and I would like to see all of this turn around. Now, yes, this has something to do with fitness because it has something to do with our mental health and our overall outlook on life, the way we interact with each other and the way we take care of each other. Because here's the deal, you're not a victim. I don't care if you're a woman, if you're a man, if you're super young, if you're super old, if you're super black or white or Indian or Chinese or Asian or whatever, you are not a victim. You are completely capable. I have 100% faith in every last one of you. I don't know what you look like. I don't know what you sound like. But if you are some sort of human, which I'm guessing you are, maybe the dogs are listening too, but you can do anything, you know, do your best, whatever that is. But you got to contribute in a good way or you're a taker. So either you're a giver, you give smiles, you give good quality entertainment and advice, and you work hard and you contribute to charitable organizations or people who need help, or you're a taker. You grouse, you gripe, you add misery, you say mean things, and you don't work hard and you get your government check and you just, I don't know, eat some yucky food with it. You've got to be better. And so we work on ourselves and how our exercising and our eating right affects us internally. But then we got to work on ourselves and affect the people and the world around us better too. And I need the platform. I need to get on CNN and Fox News and have an hour to get people to see straight. I mean, it really, you know, we can do better. We are not victims, especially if you're living in this country. If you're an American, holy mackerel, do you have such great privilege compared to everybody else in the world. I mean, we really have outstanding rights and privileges and freedom allotted to us by the Constitution and all the men and women who fought for it. Folks, let's do something positive with that. So we gotta work hard, gotta have perspective, and then use this energy in a way that makes you the person other people want to be around. You know, if you can do that, you can really, really shine a light on things and then encourage other people to do it too. If you have children, you know, give them what for if they start going down the wrong path, because it matters. I guess that's the moral of the story. I went from crazy intense rant, but all of this stuff matters. And I just had her, I was listening to the news the other day, and some lady said, well, it's not fair. Fair? What grown-up talks about fair? You know, again, we go in this country where really I think that there are equal rights. Now, mind you, there are some jerks who say mean things to people that are different gender or different race or different religion, but they're just jerks. Overall, our rights are perfectly equal and fair. Well, we don't, no one guarantees you an equal outcome. You know, we all prepare for a half marathon. Someone's going to win it. Maybe that person has a few more gifts genetically, but that person probably worked harder, trained smarter, you know, contributed more, has done this longer, and they deserve that first place trophy. And the rest of us, we got to do our best. You know, I tell you what, there's not a good chance in hell that I'm ever going to come in first place in a half marathon unless everybody else has been stricken with some horrific stomach bug by the first water stop, and I'm the only lucky SOB who didn't get water. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay. I feel good with the progress and the track that I'm on. I feel like there is absolutely no burden on my back being a woman. I feel there's no burden on my back being smaller than some people or blonder or whatever. And some people say mean things about blonde people, and I don't care. None of that matters. The burden of success is completely on myself. And so that's going to go for you in your career, with your family, when you choose a proper spouse, when you decide to have children at the proper age, when you can afford them. And if not, maybe you're going to have more struggles. And that's, the onus is on you to recover, bounce back, and move forward. And so all of this pertains to your health and fitness, because your outlook is really what dictates whether you get your butt off the couch and move or not. You know, we got a lot of whiny people in this world. We got a lot of excuse makers in this world. And so you have to be excuse-free in your, you know, quote-unquote real life, and then excuse-free in your fitness life. And, you know, there's so many excuses. It really is. And I see them every day. Oh, I was going to work out today, but this happened. Really? Because I would have found a way around that. You know, I was going to eat healthy, but then this happened. Really? We could have made some better choices. So you have control over so much of your life. And sure, money's not falling from trees. I wasn't born into a family of millionaires, but that's okay. I'm self-sufficient. I stand on my own 2 feet. I like the home that I have. I like the car that I drive. And if I didn't, I would be working even harder to get a better house or a better car. And I like my little people. I think they're pretty great. So, you know, you have your choice. I go in at least once a semester, if not more, and I speak to the graduating seniors from the University of Florida's College of Health and Human Performance. And some of my main messages there, and what I do when I go there is I tell them how I built a business. I focus heavily on the mistakes I've made along the way, because I don't want them to remake those mistakes, and hard lessons learned. And then really what I try to guide them to do is find a profession they're passionate about. And so I did that. I was actually headed towards law school when I had a little revelation and decided, holy mackerel, I'm already doing, because I've been teaching fitness since I was 14 or 15. I had that revelation that, wow, I'm already doing what I love to do. How do I make this into a career? And I think for them to choose what they're most passionate about is really, you know, the number one decision they'll make towards making the rest of their life happy. And what I find sad is people who go into the College of Health and Human Performance are there because they love sports. They love fitness. They love travel. Tourism is part of that college. They just have a bunch of very interesting fields they offer an education for. And when I also go every year to the Alumni Hall of Fame Awards Ceremony, and what really breaks my heart is that so many of the graduates to come out of the college that we're honoring do not work in the field of health or human performance. We're honoring as Alumni of the Year, we're honoring insurance salesmen and people who are in the car industry. And it's not that they're not being successful in their field, because they certainly are. But these are people who walked into this college with so much passion for sports, fitness, travel, etc. And then they bailed. They bailed because it's a very competitive field. Lots of people want to be in sports. Lots of people want to be in hotel management and the travel industry. And they got chicken. They didn't want to fight for a spot there. So they went and did something else. They went and sold some widget. They completely bailed on their dreams. And so I would like them, you know, I go in with the message saying, hey, don't chicken out of this one. It may hard. And you know what? Becoming the operations manager for the Atlanta Falcons, yeah, that may be really hard to accomplish. But yeah, you could probably do that. If not, maybe you end up as operations manager for the, I don't know, some Duke basketball. I mean, there's so many cool jobs within this industry. Yes, it's competitive because it's a great industry, but it's a great industry, so it's worth your effort. It's worth your staying power. And so goes everything else in your life. If you want it, if you're passionate about it, it's worth your effort. It's worth you going overboard, staying late, showing up early, doing more than expected of you, negotiating. You have to work for everything. So it's work. It's your friendships. It's your place in society, and it's your fitness. You have to take control. You have to find something you're passionate about. And it's interesting because someone wrote on my Facebook page the other day, well, I work from home and I'm trying to eat healthy. I'm trying to stick with the exact formula for weight loss, but I have no stamina to get started with exercise. Guy, you just got to do something, right? You just have to start somewhere. Start moving in a positive direction. So if you are not passionate about cycling, don't do that. Go try Zumba. Go try Taekwondo. Go try swimming. I mean, there's all of these options and you have to choose them. You have to test out the waters until you find something that makes you go, wow, this is really fun. And maybe one day I could be good at this, or at least I want to come back and do it again. So you got to push for those things. You can't give up. You can't be a quitter. You can't be a negative Nelly. You just got to move forward, put a smile on your face, contribute. And if you can't, you know, if you don't find success with something on try one, go back and try it a few times. Maybe on visit number four, you'll not feel so weird about it. When I used to train kickboxers, or at least people, well, I would train competitive kickboxers, but I also trained a bazillion average Joes and Janes who just wanted to use real kickboxing as a source of fitness. And they would come in and they put their gloves on and I would teach them a few moves and they would start hitting the bag and they'd look at me and go, I'm no good. Well, of course you're no good. You've been doing this for all of 3 minutes so far. Why in God's earth would you be any good? I mean, really, I've spent X amount of years of my life doing this at this point, so I'm pretty good. Wouldn't it be bizarre if you showed up and instantly you were as good as I was? Oh, so, you know, just give things a try. Give them a few tries. You'd be surprised how something new and fresh and interesting can lighten your life, change your life, in fact. I think that's it, is keep reaching for things that change your life in a positive way. And in the meantime, do everything you can to wake up in the morning and move forward, not burdening other people with a miserable attitude and being sunshine for them. Maybe you can even snap other people out of a foul mood. Smile. Look at the positive. Have perspective. Remember, it all boils down to your situation versus that cute little girl in the Snow White dress with no hair on her head. That's the situation we're dealing with. If anything you have seems worse than that little girl's, then I give you full-blown permission to gripe. But if it doesn't, move on. Move on. Figure it out. Find a solution. Let's be solution people. So I've got a couple of things that I want to address that actually are fitness oriented. People are joining my Hottie Body Fitness Challenge. It's the Facebook group, and we're almost at about 1,000 members, which is pretty spectacular because everyone is making tremendous progress. I get online each day, and there's all of these beautiful messages saying, Fitz, I've lost 12 pounds in 2 weeks. Now, mind you, remember, we're not dieting. We're not taking pills, shakes, supplements, powders, none of that snake oil. These are people who are just going from dumb habits to really good habits. They're using the exact formula for weight loss, which is the absolute key to achieving your goal weight and staying there for the rest of your life. And then I'm I am holding their hands, taking them through guided workouts every day. They do X amount of cardio, and then they have little workout videos that I provide for free online that they click on and follow along. So people will join the group, or folks like you are listening to me and you want to lose weight, I need you all to go to fitness.com and read the exact formula for weight loss. It should be on the cover page. If that ever changes, just use the search bar. Hell, you can even go Google Fitness. That's with the Z, F-I-T-Z-N-E-S-S, exact formula for weight loss. And you'll find it, and you must read that. It's an article that I write with pretty simple but concise instructions, followed by a list of frequently asked questions. And that's where the money is right there. I need you to learn the formula, but then read all of the frequently asked questions. And I promise I will answer every question you could possibly have. In fact, I don't think anyone's ever asked me a question that wasn't on the frequently asked question list. So read that first. Read that now. The second I'm done blah, blah, blahing to you in this podcast, I need you to read the exact formula for weight loss. And trust me, it works. We've got folks who are down 150 pounds. Oh, if you want to lose anywhere between 1 and 1,000 pounds, this is the absolute secret to getting you there and keeping you there. No nonsense at all. One of my hotties revealed that, and she's someone who's having tremendous success with weight loss and workouts, but she's trying to quit smoking. Yes, please quit smoking for her and for you. If you smoke, you've got to stop. I put being a smoker in the same category as being a 450-pound diabetic. It is that bad. It is one of the most common causes for premature death, heart attack, various cancers. It is no good, folks. You cannot smoke, not only for your own benefit, but I assure you, everybody around you is gagging because it smells so bad. I was, again, in Publix. This is, I think, last week. And I walk in and I go up to the customer service counter, and there was another man, another customer there. And I looked at the cashier and I said, it's weird. It smells like someone's smoking inside or in here. And the guy, the other customer next to me, he goes, oh, that's me. I'm a smoker. And he was a little bit shocked. He was nice. He didn't say anything mean. And I certainly didn't say anything mean to him. But ew, it's awful. I would probably rather sit next to someone who rolled in poop, dog do, rather than a smoker. I mean, tit for tat, I'll take the dog do guy any day. And then the people who smoke outside, you know, I'm so grateful smoking is banned indoors in most places, but then you go outside and someone's smoking and the whole dang parking lot smells like cigarettes and there's no way to get away from it. So don't be that guy. A, for your health, do not smoke. I mean, it's got to be the number one priority. I would rather you quit smoking than even focus on weight loss. It is that bad for you. And don't live with a smoker. Don't fall in love with a smoker. Don't allow a smoker in the house with your children. It is not okay to burden your children with the future of, you know, respiratory issues, cancer, premature death because you've decided to fall in love with a smoker. There's no room for smokers in your life. And if you are a smoker, you may think I'm a jerk, and that's okay. I'm a jerk who loves and cares about you, and you need to get that under control. So smoking, I'm so glad. I was so glad to see her. A, I didn't know she was a smoker, but when she brought that up, I thought, yes, please. And I believe she's a mother. So that even is more important. Gosh, you just all have to stop smoking. Nobody can smoke, period. End of story. Thank you very much. All right. And then there was another interaction on Facebook where someone had said they were trying to cut down on regular soda and looking for a diet soda they liked. Now, mind you, diet soda is not the gold standard, right? Water is the gold standard. But no way in hell is diet soda worse than a 300-calorie can of sugar, which is known to cause weight gain, diabetes, heart disease, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on and on. So one of her friends commented, well, diet soda is worse than the regular stuff, which is just absolutely preposterous. It's absolutely not true. There's nobody I know who's died of aspartame poisoning or Splenda poisoning. It just hasn't happened. It's a tremendous tool in weight loss, which again, takes the burden off your heart, off your joints, makes you less likely to become a diabetic. There's so many benefits of diet soda. Now, I'm not advocating you have 20 cans a day, but if having a can or two of diet soda prevents you from drinking six 100 calories worth of pure sugar? Yes, much better choice. And as you go, keep improving the game, keep stepping things up. And that's what this is always about. It's about doing better and being better, not being perfect. And so I'm someone, I have a Diet Coke or two every day, and I don't feel a damn bit bad about it because the rest of my meals are filled up with so much nutrition. It's appalling. You know how Trump says, I'm going to win, win, you're going to get sick of winning? Well, I eat so much healthy food that sometimes I get sick of my healthy food. I eat so much healthy food. So, you know, have a diet beverage if that's what's going to keep your cravings in check. Aim for as much water as you can. Unsweet tea is a great choice. Hot tea, even coffee is fine, but coffee has, you know, it has benefits up to a point and then it has detriments. So everything in moderation. The purpose of these artificial sweeteners is to allow you an indulgence without all of the consequences that traditionally go along with them. So you're not going to have 72 cans of Diet Coke. You may have one or two. Craving over, and you have saved yourself 600 calories, and you are moving on with your day. And if you could get all the way to waters and tea all day, then that would be great too. But it's a very ignorant myth. All the people that are going, diet soda is way worse. They're just flat out wrong. Period. End of story. Oh, and they were like, it's the chemicals. And so I looked at this girl who was complaining about the chemicals. And I assure you, this chick is at Five Guys 3 times a week. There is nothing healthy about what's going on in her life. And I'm not picking on her weight. I was able to review her Facebook posts and learn a little bit about her. And yep, she's not someone who's looking for the salad option at Subway. She's out flagrantly talking about the unhealthy food she chooses. So yeah, so that. So again, do better, be better. I really want to see people be happy and be nice and contribute positively. And again, we're not all perfect because I was just telling you, when things make me mad, sometimes I curse at inanimate objects. But we got to be productive and do something to benefit something or someone. Oh, and the deal with the politicians. This is important to me that everybody kind of chills out because I plan on running for governor one day. And the politicians that I personally know, and I do know many personally, especially the ones in my community, whether they represent the city or the state, they're good people. Oh my gosh, they're just regular Joes and Janes who have a family, they have a job, they're passionate about their country, and they decided to serve. One of my good friends is a veterinarian, the other one, a very good veterinarian, the other one is he owns a small business as a builder and a roofer, and they're wonderful human beings. And I really resent the notion that 100% of all politicians are scoundrels and dirtbags and liars and thieves. And it's just not true. You know, what we're looking at is our fellow citizens who decided to serve. You know, maybe they were passionate about one cause, and maybe they were very just passionate about their community and their country. I plan to run for the governor of Florida at some point. That's been on my radar for a very long time, and it's something I will pursue when I feel like everything with my Morning Mile program is going on, I hate to say autopilot, but when I believe it's going to get where I want it to go, meaning every school in the country. And I would hate to think that the second I put my name on the ballot, that someone would say, well, Fitz Kohler's a liar and a scoundrel, and she's just, you know, all of these horrible things. And so give these people a break. I don't care what party you're on or what party the other guy is on. You know, I have good faith they came in this from a good place, a generous place. I do not agree. Obviously, I do not agree with everybody's opinions, but I can look at them and say, well, they're making an effort. You know, it may be an effort that is the opposite of something I believe, but it's important to them. And, you know, obviously there are some of our politicians that have been proven to be major thieves and criminals even. And then so we accept them for what they are. But for the most part, our politicians, our business owners, you know, when you walk into a business, they want to please you. They want your business. They want your money so they can pay the bills, but they want to please you. If the restaurant didn't get your order right or the server, you know, wasn't perfect, just give them a break. Remember, it's perspective. If it doesn't hold up as awful as that sweet little girl in the snow white dress with no hair, then it isn't worth your negative energy. So, having said that, folks, great news is you are in control. You are not a victim. You are in control of your own destiny every single day. You wake up and you choose to have a happy day, you're gonna have a dang happy day. That's just the way it goes. So I appreciate you listening to my ranty rant of the afternoon. I miss you guys. I was late on this podcast because I recorded a separate one a few days ago and then, whoops, forgot to save it and it got deleted and I got busy. So I'm happy to be back. I appreciate all of your feedback. Thank you so much for clicking like on this podcast as soon as it's over. Thank you for sharing it with friends. If you have a grouchy friend, of course, share this one with them. And follow me at Fitsness on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook. And folks, it is your time to get to work. Bye, team.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to gift the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.